The Channel Islands National Park, just off the coast of Ventura, California, is a great place to go kayaking. And seeing the islands and the wildlife from the water, eye level with the seals, is a real treat. Johnny Dressler is from Channel Islands Outfitters.
The sea caves out here are fantastic. There's over 100 sea caves on Santa Cruz Island. There's about 130 on Anacapa Island, just to the east of us here. So if you like caves, this is the place to come. There's more sea caves in this area of the world than anywhere else, so pretty incredible. And not just that, the wildlife's incredible. There's a lot of endemic plant and animal species found here and nowhere else on the planet, like the island fox, the island skunk, a number of different plants. So it's just a pretty incredible spot. Not that many people come here. It's the least visited national park in the country. So you can get out here on a boat, you can get out here on your kayak, but most people come out on a public ferry. And it's not very crowded. If you come here on a weekday, you can have the whole place to yourself. So it's pretty wild.
And if you've never ever done kayaking before, is this a good place to do it, or is it really a bit tough?
Well, it depends on the day. If you pick the right day, it's going to be pretty calm. The summertime is pretty calm out here. The fall is very calm also. If you come in the springtime, it could be a little challenging with some wind. But we use sit-on-top kayaks. They're very stable, and we give you instruction. We give you all the wetsuits, PFDs, helmets, all your stuff you need, and I have a qualified guide to take you out there. So we have people, a lot of people who've never even seen a kayak before. They come out and do quite well for the day.
What would you say would be the knack for kayaking? Because it was my first time, and I have to say, it seems to take me forever to build up any kind of speed or to kind of any kind of direction going. So what are the top tips?
Hopefully you like the water a bit. That helps out. If you're relaxed, you'll probably do a little bit better. If you're nervous, you'll be a little more tippy. But as far as being an efficient paddler, your guides will go over that with you. You want to go ahead and push with your feet. The seating posture is really important. If you're sitting straight up and down in your kayak with your feet braced, you can actually push the boat through the water. It makes a tremendous difference. About 80% lower body, 20% arms. Most people try to do it 80% arms and 20% of the lower body. It doesn't work as well. So you can use a proper technique. Your guides will show you that. Also, you want to push the paddle away from you. You want to go ahead and have the good posture in the boat. That makes a huge difference.
And if you are coming out to do kayaking and so on, then what do you need to bring with you?
Not a whole lot, really. The kayaking part, we take care of all their gear for you. We bring up for a boat ride across, bring along a windbreaker, and then layered clothing. It could be cool in the morning and warm in the afternoon, the other way around, you never know. Water shoes are a good idea, too. So something like Keens or Tevas, something that you can strap on your foot. Flip-flops are not water shoes. They wash off in the first wave. So the rest of the kayaking gear that's specific to kayaking, we provide that for you.
And once you've done your kayaking then, and you've got, say, you know, another couple of hours in the afternoon to kill, what do you want to do on the island?
I'd go hiking. There's some great hiking trails out here. You can do a loop to Cavern Point, about 2 miles, take you less than an hour. You'll probably spot some foxes along the way if you're lucky. You can relax on the seashore, whatever you like. There's a visitor center checkout also, but the hiking is world class.
And for you personally, obviously having been here many, many, many times, what is it that you love so much about the Channel Islands?
The fact that I haven't seen it all yet. I've been out here for years, and I'm still learning new things. I'm finding new places to go. It's challenging. There's different conditions, different people coming out every day. I never know what I'm going to get. I feel real excited to be here, and I share that with the clients, and they love it too.
That's Johnny Dressler from Channel Islands Outfitters. For more information, see channelislandso.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.